We've already coined one holiday here on Splash Play with the hit Zero RB Friday. Today, it's time to add a new one, the flip side of the coin, Hero RB Monday. Today, I'm going to force myself to draft a running back in the first three rounds, or one running back in one of the first three rounds here, and another Best Ball Mania draft, $1.5 million to first place, draft number 80 for me, streamed on the year. And of course, we are already in a draft room, and this one filled fast. I think people trying to get into Pete's draft room with Sean Siegel instead. They're here with me. They're facing down the juggernaut one-on-one in a draft room. We're going to find out what we do here. Let's see what we get in this room. Put up the underdog sticker here. Promo code SPLASH on there for $250 in bonus cash. Of course, people are calling it boner cash. They're demanding it in the ad copy that we call it boner cash because of how enthusiastic it makes people. But it's bonus cash for you. $250 in it with promo code SPLASH. I'm on the clock here. I feel like a Tyreek pick would have been nice. New updates to Spags rankings on the screen as well. Justin Jefferson is my number four overall. At a certain point, I do have to take Jamar Chase somewhere, though. All right, Cleveland. I'm going to get a share of Jamar Chase here. Prefer Jefferson. I think I'll get enough Jefferson naturally over the course of the summer. Obviously, a priority for me is to take Justin Jefferson. This one, though, will go Jamar Chase, which does mean sometime in the next two rounds, I will have to go running back. News items for over the weekend. Really, I think nothing was that interesting that I saw this weekend. Rookie camps obviously wrapped up. Some OTAs have gone on as well. Was looking up Denver things as well because I've realized like I am really a Denver Broncos fan this year. Last year I was a Colts fan. This year I'm also a Commanders fan because of Jaden Daniels being there in particular and my bags for that. But I think this year really for me is a team experiment, as a thought experiment as well for how well I can identify players coming in and hopefully coaching that needs to get better or things have to change. Denver fits a lot of my criteria in terms of a team that I would expect to kind of have that dead cat bounce after being bad last year. And frankly, that defense, as I talked about early last season, defense was so bad, a team you should target every week, giving up famously the 70 points to Miami and things still being pretty bad after that. Well, they did stabilize a little bit after that, so they did show the ability to shape themselves in season. Now they have an entire offseason, have shipped out some of the guys that were not Sean Payton guys. So we'll see how it goes. But, I mean, obviously Denver, big bet for me. And again, they had rookie photos of Troy Franklin in jersey number 16. So that's the big news item, I guess, to tie it all together. Pete isn't holding a football. That's true. He can have his hundreds of viewers. If he doesn't have one football, what does it really matter? What does it really matter? When Boxing Max was flocked, I was actually, so because of the today being Hero RB Monday, I actually was looking at a fantasy flock video before this to try to hear his voice one more time. He's stopped doing the over-the-top affectation, I realized. He stopped doing the, well, you know, you gotta get blah, blah, running backs are really great. Like, he stopped doing that, the really egregious one, and now he seems like he's talking like a human being. So I guess he decided that he didn't want to do the fake broadcaster voice anymore. But his voice is less fun now. I could still do it as a caricature, obviously. But I was like just trying to hear it again so I could do it as a bit on the show. And in reality, he just isn't doing the voice as much. Maybe it's like it's too early in the season for him. He has to warm up. Are we off to get into midseason shape, right? For me, I've been drafting teams since January, talked about rookies since January. So I'm in prime shape right now in May. For him, maybe, you know, he's got to get there. Maybe by July and August, he'll be back to doing the I desperately want to be seen by somebody who would hire me on TV voice. We'll see. His face looks fake. He does have a weird, he looks like a Lego boy toy if it had grown into a real person. So, but I think that's true. I think Pete had once said that he looks like a state senator or like an aspiring state senator. And I thought that was also a pretty good one too. All right, we'll see what we get on the way back here for our RB picks. One of these next two picks has to be an RB. I know a few that I have in mind that I would like to get higher on the field on. We'll reveal that when we get to our pick because, of course, we are chock full of reggies in this room. Patrick Barnes, YouTube, the guy who at least at one point made ETR's thumbnails. I don't know if he still does. I presume he still does. But he's in those best ball streets with his red badge. He's doing that thing. He's a guy that wears a suit in high school because he wants to be the class president. or is. To his credit, I mean, with his views and the amount of conversions he gets for underdog, he'd be the class president, I think. He's got a shot to have that role for himself. All right. So we got a guy in the thumbnail here. I, of course, do like Kyren Williams a good amount. I've said in the past that a Kyren Achane running back room would feel pretty good in general. So let's go Kyren here. That'll be my pick off the board. So no correlations we're forcing in yet. We're just doing the normal thing, drafting the best players. But we start off with Ja'Marr Chase, who you guys like more than I do, and Kyren Williams, who maybe I like more than you do, with how much people love Blake Corum out there, though perhaps not in the Splash Play community. I do think the Blake Corum love in Splash Play, I think for the most part, you guys have been anti-Corum-pilled. But out there, people think Corum is the bee's knees, and they're going to find out he's the bee's balls a little bit more so. Perhaps the bee's anus. We'll see. Made it through another weekend with 100% Taysmont drafters. Good news, by the way. So did broker this deal. I have to figure out what day I'm going to do it. We are going to start a weekly drafter stream coming up this week as well. It is going to be every week at the same time. I am thinking it's going to be Sundays, I think is what it is. So hopefully that works. I don't really know. I have to check the YouTube analytics to see how that looks. But we're going to start doing a weekly drafter stream in partnership with drafters. So stay tuned for that one. And for all the new signups out there, promo code SPLASH does work. It is, in fact, people that can't redeposit on drafters, but promo code SPLASH will work there. $100 deposit match on drafters, and more on that to come, including every draft I do with drafters, going to have a ticket to give away for a free entry in their Millie Maker tournament, their big tournament. I think it's $1 million guaranteed prize pool. I haven't looked up all the info yet. I'll be giving away a ticket every stream as well, and it'll be 16 weeks of drafts here, so drafters every week on Splash Play, and I will add another day to my repertoire here. So hopefully that's good news for you guys. Saturdays, I do the rankings, so I don't want to add a stream on Saturdays, but I think I'll do it on Sundays. Chance I do it on Saturday too, but I gotta think it through a little bit more and check the viewership stuff. All right, we got Kyren, so we got our RB out of the way. If Achan had come back, you might have tempted me with a good time and a two of them. Cincinnati plays Cleveland and Denver week 16, week 17. The Rams play the Jets in Arizona. So nothing here. I have to get. I'm going to get DJ. No, you know, I should get fucking Neighbors. Hold on, see if I could swap it. I'm taking a lot of DJ Moore. I would like to break type a little bit here and take Neighbors. Thankfully, it's the fake clock for me on stream right now where it tells me I'm at 0 seconds when I still have 5 seconds left. So we get Neighbors in. Team so far, Kyren Williams, Ja'Marr Chase, Malik Neighbors is the start for me. So we have our hero RB. It's a guy that to me was one of the better running backs of football in terms of volume last year. Obviously the concern is going to be if you take 25% of the way and it goes to Corum, if you take 60% of it away and it goes to Corum, that'd be much worse. But obviously I expect it to be more like 10% ish that goes Corum's way. So to me, Kyren made the same play for Neighbors. The hope is that he can be Odell in his rookie year for the Giants, which in hindsight, you know, 1300 yard year for Odell, I do feel like people play a little more conservative with the rookie projections, but there is a precedent for rookies out there having really outlier years in year one. Neighbors, he and MHJ, in terms of the talent, the two guys will probably have the best chance to have those outlier rookie years at receiver. Let's go shout to drafters. Yeah, shout to drafters. Got to sign the deal and they have to pay me, but hopefully that's a fait accompli at this point. Love drafters because it's a 20-man roster and season-long, so I don't need to stress about correlation. That is true. Look, I had a great time with drafters. I finished just outside the top 100 last year when only putting in 9 teams. So I speak highly of drafters. I'll have more volume there this year as a result. So happy to be doing that. And of course, here, you know, here RB Monday, we're maybe do some Hero RB drafting on drafters too, because you do want to have a little more floor throughout that team. You're just trying to have the best team over the course of 17 weeks. And honestly, I feel like we had a lot of people in the Splash Play community that were in that top 100-ish range. So definitely a fun time on drafters, and your money will go a little bit further. Even though drafters, I feel like drafters are getting pretty popular. I feel like drafters is like getting that indie band kind of pop right now, where everybody's talking about drafters amongst people who know what they're talking about. So happy to be back in business with them for one more year. Shout out to the chat. Shout out to the Pound as well. Doing a stream with him this week on Wednesday. So go subscribe right now to the Pound. It's all you can see his name in the chat. But that'll be at 3 p.m. on Wednesday. So you get a bonus stream for me. I guess 2 bonus streams for me this week. There we go. Get, what is that? What'll make it for, they'll make it 7 drafts in a week. Wow. What a clip. Dare somebody to top that out there. Am I right? Show me the money. Hey, show me the money. Hit the join button down below. $4.99 a month. Spags rankings got an update on Saturday. Of course, every Saturday morning I put that out. They got like 10 to 15 new blurbs as well, or updated blurbs. So check that out too. The only guy I have not, I realize every week I forget to rank is Tyrone Tracy because I don't like him very much and I think he should be in the 200s. That's the one thing I will say is a flaw in the Spags rankings. I think I continue to have Tyrone Tracy unranked in perpetuity. But hey, I'm not there. You can see the rankings on my screen right now, though. I'm not backing down off of AR, though. Obviously, you could take him at the ADP where he should go. Did move Terry McLaurin down a little bit to a tier with Amari Cooper, Keenan Allen, those guys. Just felt like I don't agree with ATN being at 39, but the public does. So that's why that's going on. Jake Twitch takes Keenan Allen. So good for him. Sort by ADP here. Neighbors, really not my favorite pocket on earth. Let's just take Lamar. Let's take Lamar and see what happens. Why not? Building a team that's a little bit out of type for me with going hero RB at all. Obviously prefer a staunch zero RB team if we can do it. We'll take Lamar. Team so far, Lamar, Kyren, Jamar Chase, Malik Neighbors. No week 17 correlation yet. We'll hopefully try to tack that on a little bit later on in the draft. And Lamar, to me, I would love to take AR in the spot, especially when I have Malik Neighbors. Also thought I could push Mark Andrews back to me, but that will not be the case in this room. You make a play, you hope it works out, and it blows up immediately in your face. There we go. Drafters still takes a long time to fill, where underdog fills almost instantly because there's less people on drafters. Yeah, that's the one thing. If you are somebody like me, if you have ADHD, you have to put in your drafters room probably, you know, 5-10 minutes in advance. But you know, hopefully as they start to get more in the summer, definitely will fill a little bit faster because people are going to be trying to max out the tournament based on the EV there and how people did last year. Again, a lot of people had a lot of success, myself included, with 10 or less entries, 20 or less entries. I think you're going to see more people trying to max out this year. So tournaments will probably start to fill a little bit faster as the summer goes on. Especially too, when people start to spend too many BBM bullets and they're like, oh shit, I have to draft, but I can't draft an underdog right now because I've gotten too many teams. That's when they'll go to drafters a little bit more. Stroud, Kincaid go. So elite tight end, not in the cards for me today. 1-1-2-0 build. Some stalwart things that I could set up here. Of course, we have Washington. Joe Mixon, I don't mind. It'll be a little thin at receiver. Like, I have to take McLaurin here because I'm otherwise going to be kind of dead at receiver. AR still would be fun for neighbors. I'm going to do AR. Lamar and AR. Who? You know what? We haven't put the jersey on. I think it's been at least a week since I put the jersey on. So let's hit it. Lamar, AR, two guys here that we know can put up 50 points in a week. We're going to have them on the same team. I'll give my team a read once this jersey's over my head. We got Lamar and Anthony Richardson at QB, Kyren Williams at running back, Jamar Chase, Malik Neighbors at wide receiver. Because we got scooped on Mark Andrews, we do not have a tight end yet. So we're trying to make chicken shit in the chicken salad here live on stream because Mark Andrews goes at 46. Thought we could get that clean Lamar, Mark Andrews build. But instead, we're going to go with the two most mobile QBs until Jaden Daniels comes in the league. And I'm happy to do that. Jersey time. The thing is, I just have so much Terry. I have so much Terry. Like, I at a certain point, I can't take him everywhere. Happy to take Terry McLaurin, as again, I think he should be going in the mid-40s, really. But we can't do it every draft. So that's really this thing. And for Hero RB Monday, you know, people are like, I know there's some of you out there that would love it if I did Spag Stacks again. Frankly, as I've mentioned before, it just didn't add a ton of views, and it just made my portfolio, well, it forced me to diversify, which is great. Having to reach for guys and having to do that stuff didn't bring me a lot of joy. For this, for Hero RB Monday, it's like, all right, I can break type with a draft like this. So we took running back. We're taking two elite QBs. We'll try to stick the landing. That's ultimately all you can do on every single draft, whether you're on stream or not. We all have to try to stick the landing with the hand that we're dealt. Both have week 14 buys. I don't really care. I know that's something, there's some new data out there. I think Neil Farley did that Pete was talking about in his stream. I'm sure it's not ideal, but ultimately that's not going to be the thing that kills your team. As I mentioned before, my BBM finalists the year before last, Joe Burrow and Trey Lance was my team that got to the finals. Doesn't mean you should take one QB. Doesn't mean you should take, you know, like you should start doing that on the regular, or you should just play really thin at QB. But if I'm going to lose 1 week and these guys are putting up 30s regularly, I don't really think it matters that much. So no sad face for me. I don't think it's that deep. Loki, surprised you didn't pick Terry. As we saw on Friday when I showed my exposure at the end of the week, he's my highest exposed guy right now. So I kind of need to be a little more mindful about taking him everywhere, even though I think he's a great play. We're at 50% of him right now through over 20 drafts. So I'm not going to be 50% on anybody. It's not believe the way that I believe you should draft. I just think right now he's a little bit mispriced. The funny thing too, is that Fantasy Flock video I watched, he was bashing Terry McLaurin in it. So right away, he's like, this guy terrible. Terry McLaurin's been wide receiver 30. And it's like, all right, I guess if you're looking at just the binary part of it, then he mentions all the reasons why he would end up having low years. And like, You know, QB play being what it was, the offense last year was just not a good offense, especially with Sam Howell taking sacks over and over again and not being allowed to throw deep at high enough volume. So I think for Terry, the hope is that new offense, new situation, it's a clean slate for him. And if you believe in the talent, that's the time when you believe in the talent, but we'll see. Anyway, 2-1-2-0 here. Pick coming up. Obviously, need to get some receivers in. Receivers would definitely be helpful, I think, for this team. No disputing that. ADP-wise, it would be Keon Coleman at receiver. In my ranks, it would be Keon Coleman at receiver. Brian Thomas. You got Vegas and Tennessee in week 17, but we're not game stacking it anyway. Take Keon Coleman here. He's got to beat out bodies. He lost one body to compete with the Quintez Cephas. Not that that matters, but it's just, again, an NFL vet who's okay versus Keon Coleman, who wasn't great analytically, great in the red zone, not great analytically overall, though, at college at FSU. For Keon Coleman, still think the spot with Buffalo works. And I think it's kind of interesting here. We're getting Lamar, we're getting AR, and we're getting a player who's likely stacked with Josh Allen a lot. So we have two QBs who concretely, I think, no matter what you think of AR, and I guess whatever you think of Lamar, I guess if you're a Steelers fan, you hate Lamar. Like, no matter what you think about those guys, they can beat Josh Allen in week 17 and can also beat him over the course of the season. So I'm happy to have this duo with Keon Coleman. I think that's an interesting build. Drafters referral code. Yeah, I just pulled it up on the screen, but I'll give it for you again here. Promo code SPLASH on there. For anything we do business with, it's promo code SPLASH, but up to $100 deposit match on there. And again, free tickets we'll give away this weekend too. So sign up now. Hopefully maybe I'll get a free ticket on Sunday. I have to figure out how to do the giveaway here on stream because I know there's a way to do it through StreamYard. So I'll figure that out before we do our first drafter stream this weekend coming up. Went full Spags yesterday, took all the Bears for some dick to take Caleb as his third QB. Not ideal, but that is unfortunately Caleb business. And for public players like that, guys like Caleb, that's going to happen. All right, 2-1-3-0 here. Getting a little bit boxed out overall. Deontay Johnson would be higher ranked for me. Carolina plays at Arizona, Tampa Bay. Really nothing correlation-y here. I'm going to take Deontay. I do like Christian Watson. Still feel the same way about him as I did last year. Obviously, I feel differently about the wide receiver room. But I think Watson's talent, his ability to be a big-bodied guy who can get downfield, is also their best red zone threat. Those things are still there for me. But Deontay, I believe a lot in Dave Canales. I believe a lot in Carolina improving their offense. So we're going to take Deontay here. But yeah, lacking for correlation. We're going to have to just use correlation as a tiebreaker later on. Let's give the team a read. So obviously the QB room, you see me wearing the jersey, you know who's in this room. We got Lamar, though, in addition to Anthony Richardson. We got Kyren Williams as our hero running back on Hero RB Monday. Jamar Chase, Malik Nabers, Keon Coleman, and Deontay Johnson are my wide receivers. So the main thing here, and it's something I do say to people a lot in our team reviews that you get as part of the joining the channel down below, $4.99 a month, I give you 10 team reviews. And our guy, shout out our guy Adam, too, gave you some nice feedback right before the stream about you didn't expect to be as in-depth as it is. I give pretty in-depth feedback with that stuff. One thing I do try to point out a lot is, like, for people that don't do it often, you have to have five receivers in the top 100 picks. Like, that's really the bar. I can move that around a little bit because I tend to think I know what I'm doing and I have pretty good player evals on guys going later. But just getting five receivers through your top 100 picks is always goal number one. Like, there's significant data that backs out. If you don't have that, it's going to be bad. And those are in previous BBM years where there are a lot more wide receivers going later. So imagine now how it goes with wide receivers being driven up the board. You got to have five in the top 100. So for this, really, we're still going to have five in the top 100. It's just a matter of, you know, who those guys are, where they're going. We're getting them a little bit later than usual. Shot on the board at 77 is when I'd finally take him. I mean, I have him ranked there. So I agree. Yeah, White for me ranked at pick 69. Very nice rank for Rashad White. I think him coming down there is what I've been betting on this entire time. And really, there's still people pushing back. I think there are, granted, you know, look, I'm pilled about my own takes just like all of you guys are, and especially from having done the work earlier. When you see people on social media now who are like starting to draft more and are giving their takes, and it's like this has just been proven incorrect enough times. There's some of those floating around out there, and I think Rashad White is like a very public player, I think, where people just saw last year, like, whoa, we got all that work. And they're not seeing the fact that he lost the work as the year went on. He lost some of the pass game work. And they kept trying to cycle in guys. Then they draft Bucky Irving. Then they have a new OC. There's a lot of question marks there. And maybe he turns Rashad White into the best back he can be. But people like really think that Rashad White's underpriced. And I think a lot of the market's not going to realize until July, August that, like, oh shit, Bucky Irving is out there with the first team. This isn't good for Rashad White, and he's going to come down a lot. So there's another Rashad White buying period coming, I think, that could even be in this Jalen Warren range. But I think he's just overpriced in the 50s, 60, like too, way too overpriced. Dylan here, Dylan Courts here. Dylan. Okay. So I wasn't sure if it was Dillian or it was pronounced differently, but Dylan, welcome to the family here. Dylan, hit that join button down below. Now he's part of the family and we'd love to give kisses to new members of the family, like proud Italian men. So mwah, mwah. Dylan, welcome to the family here. Make sure to collect your 10 team reviews a month. You can hit me up on Discord, Twitter, Instagram, whatever you prefer. You can also hit the join button down below. Or actually, you did that part. You can also hit the community tab down below, get my rankings and all that. And I'm on the clock, so I got to stop fucking myself. Here, we need another receiver. We're going to get some correlation. Cortland Sutton, come on down. Cortland Sutton plays Cincinnati in week 17, and that's going to be our defining point for our wide receiver five here. I'm still wearing the hat. I should keep doing the voice, I guess. Cortland Sutton, come on down. Dylan, Cortland, meet each other. Hey, guys, good to meet you. I'm Dylan. I'm Cortland. Hey, that's what you should do. Welcome to the family, though, Dylan. Sorry, that wasn't one of my best welcome to the families. I'll admit that. But kiss, kiss. You got kisses, so I guess that's it. All right, team, so far, 2-1-5-0. We got Ja'Marr Chase and Cortland Sutton stacked together. Joe Burrow, because I have two QBs, he's fallen 20 picks past ADP. The T. Higgins drafter doesn't want him. Something's a victory lap, by the way, from the weekend real fast. And obviously, we're victory lapping news item-based takes. So Adam Schefter reports that T. Higgins is already telling people, or his reps are telling people, that any minor injury, and it's going to be a business decision. So looking bad for T. Higgins, like we've warned about, when the team doesn't negotiate a contract with you in over a year, there's often unintended effects upon that. And that's where we are right now with T. Higgins. So I think a bad scene for him at his current ADP in the high 40s or the low 40s, I guess. He should be going to the 50s. There's not accounting for risk right now in his ADP. There's a lot of risk that he is going to fuck you real bad throughout that year. Maybe it should make Burton come up more. Maybe it should make some theoretical Cincinnati receiver that doesn't exist yet come up. But, like, Higgins is a problem, man. Higgins is a problem. So, this is why I just don't think he should be going at ADP right now is really the main thing. We have a 2-1-5-0 here. I mean, if ever there were a time to take a third QB, I think this is it. That said, we can corner the market on week 17, Rams, Cardinals, and I like James Conner anyway. So we're going to do that. James Conner, come on down. So the team so far, Lamar, AR, Kyren Williams, James Conner. So week 17 correlation here. Ja'Marr Chase, Malik Nabers, Keon Coleman, Deontay Johnson, and Cortland Sutton as our bring back for Cincinnati. And Joe Burrow continues to loom out there for somebody. Who that person will be, I don't know. That's, yeah, Dillian Harper. not a splash play member, though she does, I'm sure, like the emoji similarly. Joe Burrow, his slide ends at 103 to Reed here. Reed does not have a Bengal yet, so hopefully he'll cobble something together. But at a certain point, you have to take the Joe Burrow discount. Where's the Higgins drafter at? Why did he not? If you're going to draft Higgins, you're making a bet on this working out anyway. Oh, it's sacrilegious. Sacrilegious probably would have scooped him at 104. That is funny, though. That might be the lowest you'll see Burrow go in a room ever. I didn't realize, I guess something to be mindful of, put that in your back pocket, that maybe if you do take Chase and the Higgins drafter has an elite QB, you might be able to push Burrow further than it seems. Obviously, this is a kind of sharp room here with people trying to get into Peach draft and ending up in my draft. But that is something to be mindful of. If you're in a heavy badge room, that maybe you can push that a little bit more. Yeah, the shadow realm. Splash play member for sure, splashing all over the place. She does do a lot of splashing. Dillian Harper is also, this is inappropriate. And fuck it, Pete's doing like his serious stream. Sean Siegel's on there not talking about Dillian Harper. So let's talk about Dillian Harper for a moment. She's got like a weird face, right? Like she's got like, there's like something weird about her. But that's, you know, but that, like, but the kind of weird face where I'm like, yes, like the How I Met Your Mother mom, similar weird face. Like there's something like a little bit weird. Like the eyes are a little bit too big for the head, but it works. Probably some weird Disney thing that locks into our brain. And that's where my heart's. That's where my heart and head are going right now. This head, to be clear. Let's see what we get on the way back here. My control F of Higgins made things get weird. You can see my ranks on screen. I do have A.D. Mitchell ahead of the pack. Hopefully we can get him back at 124, but we'll see what we get on the way back there. Or I guess 117. I could take him right at ADP potentially, but might be a player I want more for this build. She did have a Uniboo. She's still alive, right? I hope. That's the weird, that's the downer about that industry in general. Sometimes they're not alive anymore, and it makes me uncomfortable to know that. All right, pick coming up here. You see some guys I have ranked highly. A couple guys that would make sense for me. All right, Jake. Jake takes Chase Brown, who was my consideration. Chase Brown for the Cincinnati stuff we're doing here would have been a nice pick. We'll take A.D. Mitchell instead and get our wide receiver 6. So A.D. Mitchell, of course, correlating with AR. We do not have a correlation for Lamar yet. Team so far, again, is a 2-2-6-0. Lamar and AR at QB. Kyron and James Conner at running back. Jamar Chase, Malik Nabers, Keon Coleman, Deontay Johnson, Cortland Sutton, and A.D. Mitchell at wide receiver. No tight ends yet, so we're going to have to make it up at a couple different spots. Live for little mini stacks, though, for the Giants, for Cincinnati, for Buffalo, potentially. So I'm probably going to go that route. And at a certain point, I would like to get somebody to stack with Lamar, but who that is? Probably Tez late would be my guess, but Bateman if we don't get Tez. Vapor, we're pointing out we need more likes here. Please do hit that like button. Helps me out a bunch, especially on these days where we get crushed by Pete putting on a fucking carnival on Monday. Mondays. Hey, come on down. It's a roll call. So I need your support here. Hit the like button. Leave a comment if you're watching the After Fact. Please do that as I draft running backs again. I'm creating brands. Zero RB Friday, an iconic brand. Hugh RB Monday, not iconic yet, but we're going to make it iconic with drafts like this, question mark? Perhaps. 2260 here. Obviously need some more RBs in the room. Need a tight end at some point. Here's a comparison. Here's sorting by ADP, sorting by my ranks. Got no Atlanta stuff. We're not going to take Blake with Kyron. Dallas plays Tampa Bay and Philadelphia. We're not going to stack anything there, really. You know what? We have... No, this isn't correct. I guess, yeah, we have Cortland Sutton. So let's take Gus Edwards here for a week 16 correlation as a tiebreaker. I was thinking Zeke, but for this particular build, we need a running back, so it's either Zeke or Gus. Gus has the lower ADP. I don't get enough Gus because I think I'm taking too much Zeke, which is not a sentence I thought I'd be saying. It's head for 2024. But we'll take Gus here for the week 16 correlation with Cortland Sutton. So that's my choice. Flimsy reason to do it, but just in terms of a tiebreaker, that's where correlation comes in. It's the handiest tiebreaker you have if you're trying to build guys, especially when you get to round 10 plus, round 15 plus, even more so. Those are the kind of bets we make. I'll try to switch over a 10 for Splash. Like, thank you, Broncos. 10, your time. I appreciate that. I'll take it. If Pete's a carny, he's a trickster there. He's pretending like you can win a goldfish, and in reality, you're just going to fucking, it's your ball's going to keep sliding over the various containers over and over again. That's Pete for you. Whereas here, I'm just giving away prizes. I'm going, hey, you want a stuffed bear? Take some stuffed bear. Of course, in this case, the prizes would be all the delicious intel I give out every day, and perhaps occasionally stereotypical Italian voices. And the team is different by my standards, but I think I'm managing it well. I think the main thing for me at this point is like as many drafts, obviously 80 stream drafts overall. I think I've got just shy of 100. I think reading the board at this point and also having my player takes somewhat solidified is really a thing that helps me evaluate different builds and still make things work even when I don't do my cozy 5-6 wide receiver starts. So I feel pretty good about the seam. Getting A.D. Mitchell at pick 117, I think he's a little bit undervalued. Happy to do that. I'm going to sort by ADP here so people don't see how highly I have Marshawn Lloyd ranked. One of my biggest discrepancies, though, for you new folks out there is that Marshawn Lloyd, to me, I have ranked about 18 spots at ADP. I think that he's a tremendous player overall, and he's already locked into a role, so that's a good thing. Josh Downs, to me, would have been a nice pick, obviously, for this build, for wide receiver 7. Didn't need it necessarily, but would have been a nice pick. Ty Chandler going ahead of Marshawn Lloyd, I think, is a bad pick, personally. I know respect to our guy, Jake. Lloyd, to me, is a shorter role overall. Chandler is going to have a role, but his abilities look a lot similar to Aaron Jones. I think he's going to be more of a pure handcuff, who has a shot to have, you know, 5 to 10 touches. Whereas Lloyd's going to have 5 to 10 touches, I would say, no matter what. And he's got a shot to have those be really explosive plays. And he's got the better shot, perhaps, of unseating Josh Jacobs. So that's why, to me, like, Chandler's not going to unseat Aaron Jones unless Aaron Jones gets hurt. And, you know, that's the big play there. Leggett goes. Thought there was a faint shot we could push him around, but that's okay. Can't get it all. Feel like I've been hitting on all the right pockets lately. The RBs from Najee to Tajay is so nice. Yeah, that's when you start a zero RB run. Even better, that's where you get your second, third, fourth running back there. Really good pocket there to hit, I would say, in that 90-120 range. Reliably, I feel like that's one of the better pockets for me for running backs. Obviously, it would be out of necessity anyway, but like as opposed to last year, where it's like you kind of had to talk yourself into rookie running backs a little bit more and guys who like had to unseat somebody real. And obviously, a few of those worked out. Like Achane ended up having the monster year there, even though there are a few more cozy running backs in that range. This year, it's like you're getting vets, you're getting guys like that are dart throws that could take over a role that, you know, coming a little bit later. I think there's a lot of RB pockets that work in that 90 plus range, really. All right, 2460 here. We've got a little bet on Buffalo. I think this team could still use an RB5, and I think we're going to get that RB5 with Ray Davis here. And I think we're done at running back with this. We've got four guys who I believe have roles in teams. James Conner, people might feel differently about it. Still think he is the bell cow back in Arizona with Trey Benson taking over the pass game role and maybe doing more. Like, that's still a possibility. But I like that build. Gus, I would say, no matter what, probably the goal line back for the Chargers. He's not going to be losing goal line touches to Vidal. And J.K. Dobbins can run in touchdowns, but if you're a Harbaugh type, I think you're going to give those touches to Gus Edwards. So we have him, Marshawn Lloyd, saying he has a role. And Ray Davis, maybe he is the sledgehammer goal line back. He's a much better goal line back than James Cook. Worst case is he's just a pure handcuff for James Cook, which means that, you know, James Cook is probably smashing at ADP. But yeah, so we have Lamar, AR, those running backs I just mentioned, Kyren, James Conner, Gus Edwards, Marshawn Lloyd, Ray Davis, wide receiver, Jamar Chase, Malik Nabers, Keon Coleman, Deontay Johnson, Cortland Sutton, and Adonai Mitchell. So we have a little bit of a Denver correlation for Cincinnati. We have Green Bay correlated with nothing. We got Buffalo correlated together. We're just trying to corner the market on red zone players. Keon and Ray Davis, to me, like Kincaid's going to get good red zone work because Allen trusts him. But I think in terms of talent and the EPA analytics, of course, that I swear by, you guys know, Davis and Keon are both tremendous red zone threats. So I think we have a shot for them to corner the market in terms of red zone TDs that don't go to Josh Allen. And I would say don't go to Dalton Kincaid. So I think those picks to me work a lot for Buffalo. And frankly, those two guys, besides Kincaid relative to ADP, those two guys might be my favorite part of trying to capture Buffalo touchdowns. I should draft Cook more because I really think one of Davis or Cook hits. But to me, like Davis, I think looks like a better bet right now. There's been enough signal from reporter guys who know things, who talk to the Bills organization saying that Ray Davis is going to have a role in the team. And if he's going to have a role, I think he has a good shot to take over that Latavius Murray, you know, and be better with it. Like, just be better getting touchdowns. I think Bowers in the red zone could hurt Zamir. I agree. I like having new red zone threats come in hurts everybody who's perceived to be a red zone threat there. It also comes down to like the team will, obviously, and what they're going to do. But I would say in general, that's something that I believe pretty strongly. Sort by ADP here. So ADP wise, it would be Algier. Adam Thielen could get the Carolina stack without Leggett and without Bryce. I don't think we need Bryce here. I mean, we have the bet on Deontay. My ranks say Bucky Irving is the top player on the board. I am higher on Bucky by 21 spots. So that's something that I need to be careful with. Let's instead get the correlation with Cade Otton. Because we're boxed out at tight end for Lamar and AR. AR doesn't have a tight end. I would draft them. Lamar we could take likely later, but it just doesn't do a whole lot for me. Cade Otton, at least we're getting a bring back for Deontay Johnson for week 17. And we get the only tight end who's on the screen right now. Pretty big fall off in terms of ADP and my ranks to the next guy. So I'm okay with that. All right, let's see what these guys do here. Bucky goes to DWI. Once we talk about Bucky that much, people see my username on screen. Bucky was not coming back to me. But I don't think we needed him. Spags, it was somebody else, I think, that's asked a question on Peachstream, but I know it's been asked, I feel like, on every stream I've been doing lately. There's no such thing as too many, really. It depends on what you feel like the QB can do. Can he create enough stack partners to go along for an entire season, let alone in a single game kind of thing for week 17? How much are you taking away from the rest of your room? Like, are you taking four wide receivers from one team and you only have six receivers on your team? If so, that's like a pretty big fuck up. There's a lot of variables that go into it. I feel like in general, you're looking for double stacks for the most part. But some teams, you could take three, even four, if they're cheaper at ADP. Like if you're taking Denver guys, you could take Cortland Sutton at 100. You could take Franklin and Mims. You could take Dulcich for free. Like, I don't think that'd be crazy, even though Bo Nix would be a little bit more target agnostic overall. But like Bo Nix, you don't expect him to have 300-yard upside every game, even though I believe in the world of him. I think he's not going to be that kind of guy necessarily. But if you have a QB like that where, like, he's cheap, the stack's cheap, you can make it be bigger because of that. But in general, I feel like most people are going to want QB plus two, maybe QB plus three if it's a guy you really think is going to get there through the pass game. And guys who have, like, certifiable spike weeks around him. All right, so we have a 2-5-6-1 here. My ranks are there. ADPs are here. God, just not fun. I'm taking shitty Adam Thielen at this point. 8 picks after ADP, and we have a bet on Carolina, Tampa Bay. We're going to do it. My wide receiver 7 is Adam Thielen, which is fine. Wide receiver 7 could be you watching the stream right now, and I really wouldn't care as long as you were correlated for week 17. So the team so far is a 2-5-7-1. We got Lamar, AR, Kyren, James Conner, Gus Edwards, Marshawn Lloyd, Ray Davis. At wide receiver, we have Ja'Marr Chase, Malik Nabers, Keon Coleman, Deontay Johnson, Cortland Sutton, Adonai Mitchell, Adam Thielen here. And at tight end, we have Cade Otton. So probably a 3 tight end room. Probably one more receiver, I think, would do that okay as well. That's probably it. Don't think people realize how good Brock is. Yeah, I would agree with that. The other victory lap for me from this weekend too, news-wise, the Raiders now openly talking about wanting to play a lot of 12 personnel. So another thing I said was their fucking intent. And if people are like, no, it's Brock Bowers is going to squeeze out Michael Mayer. Like, he's going to squeeze targets for Michael Mayer. That's 100%. Like, Brock Bowers, equally good target earner with a better pedigree, I think. Though I think Mayer was technically a better target earner in college, but neither here nor there. I do expect in the pros, Brock Bowers to be a better target earner. That said, like, those guys are going to play together. They're going to be on the field together. So Mayer, to me, should be in play for you in week 18. He's still a guy that could be a big red zone threat, can be a big target earner. He's, again, not as good as Brock. Didn't come in with the draft capital that Brock has. But another thing that I thought we were very early on, and I think people missed, is like teams can play different things. You can play two tight ends at the same time, and that might be a thing that actually works out pretty well. And if anything, might make the team more open because they're going to be able to do a lot of play action out of that. So really interesting thing to see. They're never going to put Mayer out to pasture, different roles. Yeah, I mean, it's really about like what the base structures are. Like, there's still going to be 3 wide receiver sets. You don't bring in Michael Gallup if you're not going to bring in a receiver sometimes to play outside. But it's going to be Myers. It's going to be Adams. It's going to be the 2 tight ends. And that's going to be out there a lot. Like, that's going to be how that goes. And I think, too, it does offer them a chance to be creative out of that. You're going to have these guys blocking a lot on plays, but there was enough research that Kareem himself researched last year. Like, having a tight end that blocks keeps him out there more for those play action plays. You're gonna have 2 tight ends that are gonna be out there for those play action plays, and 2 tight ends who are also good in the red zone. So I think you get a good shot for outcomes for both guys. At ADP too, like Mayer in 18, fine to me as a tight end 3. Obviously Brock, I've been in on when he was going in the fucking 70s. So I'm gonna be on him at 100, let alone 120 if he goes there. All right, on the clock here. We do get Isaiah Likely, not my favorite pick in the world, but we're just looking for Baltimore correlation. So we'll take him as our second tight end. Still live to take a third tight end. Still live for some other players as well. See what we get back. All right, just thinking about that. Zach Ertz, what am I scroll down, guys? First of all, you really shouldn't be scrolling down that much in drafts right now, just because of the fact that, like, we don't know anything yet in July and August when you have an information edge. You can do that a little bit more. Second is I swear to God, Jeremy, you are the fucking worst. Why are you taking two Baltimore guys late, uncorrelated? Fucking Christ, man. He's got Houston, so he had to take it. Fine, I get it, I guess. But every time this fucker has to be in every fucking room and does the same fucking thing, so I can't get Tez Walker back. Oh, fucking asshole. The least favorite person in this Splash Play community for me is Jeremy. Because he doesn't take a hint, and he fucking fucks up my teams every time. God damn it. Taking Jatavion here for my third tight end. He really is the fucking worst. Not a paying member, insists on being in every fucking stream and does shit like that. Like, get the fuck out of here. I can't be more clear with you. I can't possibly be more clear. Yes, Tez Walker and Bateman go ahead of ADP when I have Lamar and undrafted when I don't. Yeah, Tez normally safely falls the 17th round, sometimes the 18th round, but not when you have fucking people that insist on making their team 1% better to ruin the person whose stream they watch every fucking day's team. Oh, I've never disliked somebody more, really and truly. Anyway, let's give the team a read. Can't get a second receiver from Baltimore now unless we're going to take fucking Nelson Agholor. Maybe I'll take Nelson Agholor out of spite. Lamar Jackson, AR, as my QB plays. Running back, Hyren, James Conner, Gus Edwards, Marshawn Lloyd, Ray Davis. Wide receiver, Jamar Chase, Malik Nabers, Keon Coleman, Deontay Johnson, Cortland Sutton, A.D. Mitchell, and Adam Thielen. And at a tight end, Kate Otten, Isaiah Likely, Jatavion Sanders. So we have the bets on Carolina correlated. That's okay. We have the bet on Baltimore going, the entire offense for Baltimore is going to flow through Isaiah Likely and Lamar running in touchdowns. That's the hope there. Unbelievable. I genuinely just don't get it. Like, why come in every single room? Like, this guy was legit in 70 rooms of mine across DraftKings and Underdog last year. Why? Who needs that? I don't enjoy it. So yeah, I'll give him the cover of maybe he's trying to draft with Pete. Please draft with Pete. Pete loves when people draft his guy. Like, take all his guys, please. And he'll go, I'll take this guy instead. And he'll act like he's 40 chessing you. Please do that. Agholor sounds like great fun. Yeah, Agholor, a good time. Whenever you need somebody to drop a football or not even be on the field, he's your guy. No, I'm not going to snipe him. I'm not going to snipe him. If I were to take Agholor, we're just for the Baltimore correlation. I don't believe in Rasheen Ali. I think he's the Hassan Haskins, where, like, people are going to take him in the hopes that he ends up being a contingent back, and in reality, he's not going to do a whole lot. So with the bets that we have here, well, actually, I guess there's a couple interesting plays on them. A couple interesting plays on the screen that I'm not exactly angry at. So Estime makes sense because we have the bet on Denver for a little bit here, have some Charger stuff for week 16 as well as for week 17 going against Cincinnati. Bryce Young would also make sense, though. Like, I mean, I guess because we need to get the bye weeks perhaps. I'm going to take Bryce Young here because we need points in week 14. As far as I know, Bryce Young is going to be isn't on bye that week. And we have a bet on Deontay and Jatavion Sanders, who are going to be two of his primary pass catchers. So that's going to be that one so far. So Dalvin Cook going to 10th round. What is this, Jerry from last year? I don't That is a bit I would not be on board with. But my final team here, final read, a 3573. Could have taken Andre Gastineau, made it a 2673. but we'll survive no matter what. Lamar Jackson, Anthony Richardson, Bryce Young is my QBs. Weird room there. We have two alpha studs, two physical monsters, and a little Bryce Young coming along like fucking the Pumbaa to the Timons. Which one's the little guy? The little guy to the big guy is basically what we're going for here. The fucking feeder fish is what he is. Kyren Williams, James Conner, Gus Edwards, Marshawn Lloyd, Ray Davis, Jamar Chase. I think the move for me with Jeremy is just to never acknowledge him on stream is going to be the move. So he doesn't feel special, because that's got to be the weird thing that makes him OCD about being in every room. But anyway, Jeremy made the last pick. He should die. Kyren Williams, James Conner, Gus Edwards, Marshawn Lloyd, Ray Davis. RB room, could have taken one more guy, but obviously we're having a bet here. If we're taking a hero RB, it's a bet on this guy having an outlier year, controlling a lot of production. Made that bet on Kyren. And obviously week 17 correlation as well with James Conner for him. Chase, Neighbors, Keon Coleman, Deontay Johnson, Cortland Sutton. So we have Cincinnati with the Cortland Sutton bring back. We have Deontay Johnson stacked up with Bryce Young. We also have Tampa Bay bring back with that, with Cade Otton. So there we go. And we have Adam Thielen as well. A triple stack of Bryce Young. How could it go wrong? But again, this is what we're talking about. Triple stack of Bryce Young, got two parts of it really cheap, including Bryce. So three parts of it really cheap. If you're going to take a triple stack, it's when you do it, is when the guy is basically free, or the entire thing is basically free. AD Mitchell, though, also on the seam to correlate with AR. And then Cade Otton, Isaiah Likely, the only Baltimore stack partner that I could get in this fucking draft room. And Jatavion Sanders as tight end. There we go, guys. One draft here today, because Lord knows if I see fucking Jeremy in another stream, I'm going to want to strangle him through the screen. But you guys, everybody else in here, you did a great job today. So I don't want to strangle you. So please subscribe down below. Hit the like button. Leave a comment. Please, if you're watching this video after the fact, all these little engagements help out a bunch here, especially when we're getting steamrolled by Big Dick Carney Pete over there putting together the fucking parade that he's doing on his Mondays now. But please hit the like button, subscribe, support the little engine that could here as we try to build this channel up with new drafts Monday to Friday at 11 a.m. And possibly, I guess, Sunday to Friday at 11 a.m. is going to be the new thing. We moved that day with drafters as well. I did not add all the names from Friday in, so I apologize. But if you want to get this name on the sheet for tomorrow, hit the join button down below, $4.99 a month on here. Of course, you get access to 10 team reviews from me a month. You also get my Spags rankings updates every week, including ones you can export and use on Underdog like I do for just $5 a month. And of course, the premium Discord, you get access to the Squirt Squad VIP channel, and I believe the Deposit Kingdom overall. For just $4.99 a month here. So check that out. Hit the join button down below. Gamble responsibly. Unless you're Jeremy, please go broke. Please bet all of your money on everything. I don't know. Take home run bets at fucking minus 10,000 odds. And let's take Aaron Judge's home run. No, please do that. If you're Jeremy, do that. For the rest of you guys, though, please use your bankroll responsibly. And you can draft with me another time. And follow me at Chris Spags. Follow the show at Splash Play Pod. Back tomorrow with another one, guys. See you then. Fuck you, Jeremy. Good night. Bye-bye.